conveniently located on North Prospect at 920 West Town Center Boulevard in Champaign, or visit online at FlorinAmericaChampaign.com.
Christmas shopping will soon be in full swing. If you're short on cash or using credit cards more than you'd like, jump on board with Prospect Bank's Christmas Club and make next year's Christmas less stressful on the budget. It's easy. Just set aside the amount of money you're comfortable with on a monthly basis, and you'll earn 1.18 annual percentage yield with Prospect Bank's Christmas Club. Use it for gifts or a family vacation. Don't miss the chance for holiday magic from the Opportunity Bank. Prospect Bank. Online at bankprospect.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Discover.com/credit scorecard.
USJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is a Fox News alert. A gunman goes on a killing spree at a bar in California. I'm Dave Anthony. That's what it sounded like at the Borderline Bar in Thousand Oaks. The sound courtesy of RMG News is a hooded man dressed in black, open fire.
I hear some loud pop, pop, pop. All of a sudden, I see my stepdad dive to the ground. And he says, you know, hide, you know, hit the deck.
He got a good look at the shooter.
He didn't say anything. The only thing you hear is screaming and people, you know, just yelling.
He had two rounds that I know with him. He changed them within about 6 seconds, which was really fast.
In the end, he murdered 11 people and was packed on a college country night in that bar. He also killed a sheriff sergeant responding to the shooting, Ron Helis.
As I told his wife, he died a hero because he went... He went in to save lives, to save other people.
That's Ventura County Sheriff Jeff Dean. That sergeant was planning to retire soon. As many as 20 other people were injured. The gunman's also dead. It's not clear if he killed himself. President Trump just tweeted, calling it terrible, adding, God bless the victims and their families, adding, great bravery shown by police. Now, with the next Congress divided, the president and Nancy Pelosi, who may be the next House Speaker, have both said they want to work together, but House Democrats may be readying investigations into the White House. And there's another controversy at the Justice Department now that the president's ousted Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has a message for whoever replaces Sessions. Hands off the Russia probe.
They should not be able to end it. They should not be able to limit it. They should not be able to interfere with Mueller going forward and doing what he thinks is the right thing.
President Trump named Matthew Whitaker as a temporary replacement. Democrats want him to recuse himself. Whitaker has publicly questioned the probe and whether it's gone too far. Dave?
This is Fox News.
Renowned medical correspondent and endurance race champion, Bob Arnott, MD.
People ask me, how do you keep competing at the age of 70? Healthy living is important, but so is pain relief. If you have pain, you can't train. So I'm thrilled I discovered Salonpas Lidocaine Plus. This unique topical pain reliever contains two safe and effective anesthetics. Nothing has worked better for me.
Salonpas Lidocaine Plus, cream or roll-on.
Visiting Angels is America's choice in senior home care. We believe your loved ones should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels provides personal home care up to 24 hours per day, including meals and light housework. Ask about our dementia care at home. You'll select your professional caregiver. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE.
Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care.
Again, our top Fox News story, a mass shooting at a bar in Thousand Oaks, California, near Los Angeles before midnight last night. A man in black walked in and opened fire, killing 11 people, and then a sheriff sergeant who was also responding. The gunman is also dead. We don't know if law enforcement shot him or if he killed himself. President Trump mixed it up with the media at a news conference yesterday, talking about a lot of issues from the elections and bipartisanship to the caravan and foreign policy and the media. Again, getting into it with reporter Jim Acosta.
CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person.
They've butted heads before, after they sparred over a question.
Mr. President, if I may ask one other question, are you worried?
That's enough. That's enough.
Mr. President, I was going to ask one of the other folks.
That's
that.
Enough.
Pardon me, ma'am.
Acosta even pushing a female White House staffer's arm away as she reached for the press microphone back.
One of the other folks.
That's
had.
Enough.
Pardon me, ma'am.
The White House is now suspending Acosta's hard pass. Spokesperson Sarah Sanders tweeting in part, "We will never tolerate a reporter placing his hands on a young woman trying to do her job." Acosta also taking to Twitter with a response calling Sanders' statement a lie. Tom Graham, Fox News.
The White House Correspondents Association wants Acosta's access restored. A week after Halloween, a trick amid the treats.
An 11-year-old in North Carolina is accused of placing straight pins inside Halloween candy. A father in Roane County reports his 12-year-old son bit into a mini Snickers bar and noticed something was stuck to the roof of his mouth. It was a straight pin. A second family says they also found a metal object inside a Snickers. The 11-year-old suspect is facing felony charges in juvenile court, and a mental health evaluation is being recommended. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down the day after the big Dow rally. The Dow went up 545 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Hey, good morning. 705 ESPN 93.5. It's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. News brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. An Urbana man is accused of sexually assaulting a woman as she slept. 39-year-old Octavius Jackson was arrested Sunday and charged with criminal sexual assault. Police say Jackson allegedly went to his friend's apartment on October 14th to hang out with the man and his girlfriend. They were drinking. The woman went to bed and woke up to what she thought was someone touching her. She said she saw Jackson sitting on her bed and he was touching her inappropriately. The new governor of Illinois, Democrat J.B. Pritzker, says his top priority will be balancing the state's budget. He talked to the Journal Star and said he intended to use the next couple of months of transition time to make sure he and his incoming administration are ready to present their budget proposal in February. His transition team includes former Governor Jim Edgar, a Republican, and it's led by Lieutenant Governor-elect Juliana Stratton. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
Hi, I'm Justin Gintz with the 217 Mortgage Team at IMB. If you played sports growing up, your coach probably said something along the lines of, there's no I in team. Well, this is an important mindset to have while playing organized sports. Here at the 217 Mortgage Team, we believe there is an I in team. I am here for you every step of the way while purchasing your next home. I represent what's best for you, and I will work harder for you than anyone else. So if you're looking to purchase your first home or your 10th home, call the 217 Mortgage Team with Illinois National Bank because I want to work hard for you.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Here's your weather, brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From Simple, is simply magnificent. Turning your feelings into flowers. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, that's Windsor and Duncan in Champaign. Cunningham and Urbana, call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. 2 weeks from today is Thanksgiving, so you need to get that centerpiece ordered.
That's right. High 42 with some clouds this morning. There's a 60% chance of precipitation after 9 tonight. That rain could turn to some snow flurries and actually a light dusting or maybe up to an inch, especially north of I-70. 80% chance of precipitation overnight. 30% chance of what could be some snow in the early morning hours on Friday. Friday's high at 40, down to around 20 in the evening. 30% chance of precip back in the forecast, but make way for sunshine Saturday with a high 34, low 24, and up to 42 with partly cloudy conditions Sunday for Veterans Day. We're currently at 32, ESPN 93.5.
All right, so what happened? What happened in this last election that occurred? I think everybody's still trying to...
Well, people turned out to vote, that's for sure.
That kind of had to be it, particularly the tsunami that was Champaign County. Rodney Davis to get 19,000 votes. His opponent got 40,000. You know, Adolf Hitler claimed all kinds of things and... Average house sold for $5,900 last time we had a Democratic sheriff.
Really?
1934.
Wow.
Dustin Harmon has set a bit of a record here. It just was a stunning defeat, a resounding defeat for the Republicans. So Mark Sheldon, I believe he is now recorder of county deeds.
Okay.
One of the last Republicans standing.
Jim McGuire. Come explain it to us.
Jim McGuire, Jim Goss. Quite the event that happened on Tuesday.
The biggest vote getter, I guess, was Jesse White with over 3 million votes.
Statewide.
Yeah.
And in the county, I think he had 50,000. Again, 79,000 cast. Tom Kasich writes a nice piece in the front page of the News Gazette this morning. 55,000 votes cast in 2014, last midterm, and 79, nearly 80,000 this time.
Right.
So it was a huge voter turnout. Matt Grandioni got more votes than the last county clerk that run for a Republican. So he got more votes than the last county clerk Republican county clerk, Cordy Holton, got more votes. But Aaron Ammons got 21,000 more votes than the last Democratic county clerk candidate. So it was a tsunami.
So in the coffee circles that I got in on yesterday, the chatter was, it's the U of I students. And why does their vote count here? Why doesn't their vote count where they live?
Why wouldn't it count here?
Well, and that's what I was saying. I think it's 9 months or something that you have to live.
If you live here, pay rent here, eat here, school here, I think you can vote here. Now, I bet you a dollar I could go in line and not one out of 10 would know two matchups. I mean, they just wouldn't.
Right.
Heck, there were some matchups I didn't know or was unfamiliar with. I didn't know many issues with some of those down ballot things.
True.
I mean, I was familiar, but I didn't know much about them, and I'm in it. So you go in line at the U of I and ask who's running for sheriff. There's no way anybody knew anything. They knew the difference between the letter D and the letter R. That's all. That's it.
So what was motivating them this year to get out?
I think JB.
Is there free food at the Illinois Union?
There was a tremendous get out the vote by the Democrats.
Okay.
Knocking on dorm doors.
Okay.
Animus toward Donald Trump and J.B. Pritzker's money. The J.B. Pritzker money part, J.B. put $50,000 in the county and a lot for Aaron Ammons in the last 3 days. It is just, you know, when you have that kind of support, billionaire at the top of the ticket, the richest governor in the history of governors in the United States of America, and you can spend $150 million and just say, okay, it makes a big difference. Because all of a sudden, You can ask people to help, and then maybe you have money to pay as staff. And people earn money. Oops, people earn money to do that. And so it just makes it easier. When I'm trying to do a project and I have $1 million to do it, it's a lot easier than if I have to raise $900,000 of that. J.B. Pritzker is loaded, and it really helps when you have that kind of support. And there's certainly rich billionaires in Illinois. Tom Ricketts, owner of the Cubs, he's politically active. But Tom didn't spend the kind of money JB did.
So Steve says free health and schooling. Woohoo. Gary says it was clearly and dramatically affected by student turnout. The majority vote of those voters do not have a clue about the local candidates, yet they affect the outcome in this way. There's something wrong with that.
Well, again, if they have residency, they were registering students from Uber tickets.
Because
you have the address on there, and then you have to, I presume, have an ID with that.
Well, why can't I take an Uber to an address on campus and claim that's my address?
You must be able to show, like, your U of I ID with a nice license or an address or a power bill.
And your Uber ticket has your name on it.
I have no idea.
Okay.
I
had also heard the Uber ticket thing.
Well, I think if you live here, I guess you can vote here. It doesn't mean you have a clue. But there are a lot of people who live in Champaign County that vote that don't have a clue either.
Sure.
So I don't know. I mean, if a guy lives in Shanghai and he has an apartment and pays all the money and why can't he vote? Listen, they got the vote out and the Republicans got caught in a tsunami of blue for a variety of reasons. So what you do now is you get up, you dust yourself off, and you go to work for the next one. That's all you can do. But it's a bruising defeat and a shocker when it comes to Republicans in this county, a beating they've never experienced across the board. So Democrats have an opportunity to lead, and here's hoping they do a great job.
But it's going to be a little bit different from the standpoint of politics around here. It's just very unusual makeup. And again, all you can do is say, okay, what can we do next time to do better?
A text in says if they voted Republican, we wouldn't be discussing this topic.
No, you're right. The Democrats might. But listen, I don't see anything except they did a better job getting people to vote. You can get a student to wait 90 minutes in line. Good for you. 359-2255, you want to text in, feel free. Mark Sheldon will jump in and explain what the Republicans say happened. That'll be coming up.
The natural habitat of a creepy doll is a horror movie. It can't help being creepy. It's that small fixed smile and those never-closing eyes, always watching you, plotting, which you're imagining. It's mindless. But when the creepy doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them easy access to emergency roadside service through an award-winning app, it knows you should switch. Because, yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. The only question is, how did the creepy doll move from the bedroom to the hallway? I would get out of the house.
Small businesses are the lifeblood of our local economy. For over 150 years, Busey has remained a dedicated partner to those businesses and entrepreneurs who bring vibrancy to our community. Through sound advice and simplified solutions, Busey proudly supports small businesses. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, fulfilling dreams since 1868. Member FDIC.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive Smart Flex technology, our frameless beam designed Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
There's a time for work, there's a time for play, there's a time to do things you don't do every day, there's a place to go for tools and machines, and people with knowledge about these things. We've been here since 53 to meet your rental needs. When the time comes, we're the place for everything. Rental City.
Wherever you are this giving season, there's no better way to say happy holidays than with custom cards, calendars, and photo gifts from Vistaprint. And right now, you can get 50% off all holiday cards and calendars at Vistaprint.com. There are hundreds of our newest card designs to choose from. Or give a year's worth of joy by personalizing calendars full of unforgettable pictures. So get merry, get jolly, get 50% off all holiday cards and calendars. Plus, save on other photo gifts at Vistaprint.com. Just enter promo code HOLIDAY. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code HOLIDAY.
All right, got a basketball game tonight. Here we go. Illinois and Evansville tonight at State Farm, 7 o'clock. I have some nice tickets I'll give away.
Well, Jeff Devine doesn't need them of champagne. He won them when he signed up when I was broadcasting live from Jets at Neil and Green. We also went to the U of I Meat sales room and Ryan Dallas' team with our ticket stops. Season tickets for Jeff. Way to go. Evansville tonight at 7 o'clock. Illinois women beat Alabama A&M yesterday. They're off to a nice start. Of course, our Illinois football team in Nebraska at 11 a.m. on Saturday. Lovey says we're trending in the right direction.
Well, after Minnesota, I'd say that's a pretty good one-week trend. But the week before, we kind of wanted to shut down the football program, didn't we?
That's right.
After Maryland, we were all pretty down.
Right.
And all of a sudden, bam, 55 points and a 34-point win. That'll help.
That's right. New Orleans beat the Bulls 107-98. Philadelphia over the Pacers 100-94. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
And the New Orleans Saints now favored to make it to the Super Bowl after they signed Dez Bryant, the wide receiver from Dallas, who was without a team, and you're saying, why was he without a team? Well, he's kind of a potential troublemaker.
I see.
Yeah. So I'm sure the Saints wrote in, if you're an idiot, I'm firing you and not paying you. So they have to write something in. Because he's the kind of guy that might scream at his quarterback. But, boy, can he catch a football.
Right.
And I told her the story when the Saints made the Super Bowl years ago. I was at a party down in Miami and met this kid, Dez Bryant. And he had gotten in trouble at Oklahoma State, and he had like four people around him. He was the Dez team, and it was an entourage. And He was a nice kid, but he just got into one of those it's all about me things. And so, anyway, we'll see. But as far as catching the football and playing for Drew Brees, oh, boy.
He used to be a former Cowboy, huh?
Well, he was excellent. I mean, he's a super player. It just he has got to watch that team chemistry.
Gotcha.
So, anyway, I'm sure they had Adrian Peterson on their team for a week, like 2 years ago, and they fired him in 3 weeks. So if you get into that, they'll get rid of him, I'm sure. But that could help the Saints if they can get along. Let's check your weather.
Cloudy and breezy, high 42. 32 are low tonight. Chance of precipitation bumps from 60 to 80% overnight. And because it's around 32, we could see some snow, a light dusting, or maybe up to an inch on the grassy areas. Maybe some snow in the morning tomorrow. High 39, low 20. 34 with clear conditions on Saturday, down to 24 at night. On Veterans Day Sunday, up to 42. We're currently at 32, wind chill at 24, ESPN 93.5.
Check these markets. Market look here. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. It is 7:20.
Fox Business Network. Walmart says it will start some online holiday deals earlier this year. Walmart.com Black Friday sales will start at 10 p.m. on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. In-store sales will begin at 6 p.m. local time on Thanksgiving Day. Walmart says it will color code toys, electronics, home, and apparel so you can easily find deals. Walmart is already offering some pre-holiday season sales on TVs, laptops, and other items. The Federal Reserve is wrapping up a two-day meeting today, but is not expected to raise interest rates. The Fed is expected to offer its most recent update on the economy. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 545 yesterday. The NASDAQ was up 194, and the S&P rose 58. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Shorter days and lower temps mean less time outdoors and the best deal on the golf car you've imagined. Battery Specialist Plus Golf Cars features the quality names and accessories to customize your golf car. Get 2.99% financing and save $500 on any new club car or Easy Go in stock while supplies last. Check out Battery Specialist Plus Golf Cars selection, parts, and batteries for every budget and lifestyle. Online, it's bspgc.com or see them at 133 Kenyon Road, just off I-74.
Houlihan's at 1900 South 1st Street in Champaign is so close to the State Farm Center, it only makes sense to meet there before the concert or game. Enjoy dinner and drinks to start your great night out. Thursdays from 6:30 to 8:30, enjoy local talent performing live at the lounge. Why not take it up a notch and get a room? Surprise your sweetheart with a first-class experience. Make arrangements by visiting stayattheeye.com. Houlihan's and the Eye Hotel and Conference Center for meetings, special occasions, or events across the street.
Illini fans, are you ready for game day in Liddyville? Get all your orange and blue gear from Game Day Spirit. Game Day Spirit is the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, providing all Illinois fans, alumni, and students with the best gear for the best team. Shop from a wide variety of t-shirts and sweatshirts, brands, and styles to help you support your Fighting Illini. Get your gear from Game Day and go Illini.
He's Illini True, Orange and Blue. He's lived it, and now you can hear it from him directly. Join Illini great and All-American linebacker Jay Layman on the Jeremy Warner Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. on ESPN 93.5. Enjoy insight into Illinois and Big Ten football all season, thanks to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, Mosser Shoes, Coldwell Banker Marvin Turner, and Flooring America. Can't catch the show live? Get the podcast on demand at ESPNCU.com.
7:23. It is Thursday. It is the 8th? 8th of November.
Mm-hmm.
When did you say snow was when?
Maybe tonight.
Okay, but
and into tomorrow morning.
Kind of a dusting.
Dusting or possibly an inch in grassy areas and north of I-70.
All right.
So that's us, though, right?
Yeah. We're fine.
Yeah, we're fine.
Okay, Honda BMW, we were there last night. My daughter Grace gets a vehicle from Honda BMW to drive as being Miss Illinois. And by the way, if you want to request Grace for an appearance, you go to missillinois.org. Miss Illinois?
That sounds right.
Yeah. And at the top of the page says, she's got a lot of stuff coming up. And the more Central Illinois, the better for me because I see her more.
Yeah.
So please request her. she has, a bunch of things here. She leaves for Rockford today and back and forth a little bit here and there. Oh, she's speaking at the Illinois Farm Bureau.
Okay.
This morning. So all our great farmer friends, we're excited. She's excited very much to be a speaker for them here later this morning.
I want to say Women in Business booked them for a luncheon.
Week from yesterday.
Okay.
She'll be there the 15th. And then the Art Club, some fine ladies in the county, have booked her as well. So anyway, missillinois.org, top of the page, request an appearance. She would just love to speak to your group. Okay, so anyway, Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. Gracie has a black CRV.
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling you, if you've not driven a Honda CRV, they're this, it's not an SUV, but it's what I drive.
Uh-huh.
And it sits up higher, and the price on those things are just tremendous. I mean, if the Civic is under 20, I think you get a CRV for under 30 and probably better than that. So check the pricing, the dependability of the service. What makes Honda, BMW, at Neil, at Burwash and Savoy, a President's Award winner for the entire international company?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're good. Honda, BMW, drivechampagne.com, drivechampagne.com. Okay. The shooter, California, mad, crazy, bad man. Again, another one, 13 dead, including the shooter.
Just west of L.A., Borderline Bar and Grill. It was country and college night.
A 21-year-old was in there with her 11 friends. They have not found five of them this morning. They don't know where they went, where they scattered or got killed. They don't know. They're just shooting. It was an automatic weapon. And we talk about these every time. I don't know what to do. You pray for the victims. You have 500 million guns out there. Gun control isn't going to be the answer. Crazy people get guns. There's too many available. I'm all for background checks, mentally ill. I mean, all that. I'm all for all that. But how do you stop horrible thoughts going in people's minds that are demented, that go in and just shoot people? It happens far too much. I just don't have a solution for you. Text in if you'd like, 359-2255. The county politically still kind of looking over what happened Tuesday night. It was an amazing tsunami for the Democrats. Best win ever in the history of our county across the board. Mark Sheldon, Champaign County Recorder of Deeds, will explain and dissect. We'll tap his learned political mind next. 727. ESPN 93.5.
With the change of seasons approaching, you need to check your tires. CarX Tire and Auto has been serving customers for over 40 years and is your Central Illinois tire leader. Your local CarX has the right tires for your vehicle, offering major brands like Goodyear, Kelly, Michelin, and Yokohama. And CarX offers tires at competitive prices, expert installation, and the best guarantees in the business. Shop tires online at CarX.com by using our online tire tool. See your CarX man today.
Don't worry.
Call the CarX Man. I can't believe it.
That we're playing 4-on-4 basketball with a barbershop quartet?
Pass the ball, pass the rock. We're open, just pass the ball.
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico. Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you hosting a business meeting or looking for a great venue for your holiday party before or after the holidays? Big Grove Tavern offers limited menus to large groups alongside other diners in their private event rooms. Big Grove has three beautiful private rooms for your next event, whether it's a formal meeting or a casual get-together. Make your events totally private with bar service, custom menus, or buffet service. It's Big Grove Tavern, 1 East Main, downtown Champaign.
Previously
nicely on Tay and Carp.
I mean, I'm going to give Illinois and Brad Underwood their due. I mean, Brad Underwood has told us, eye to eye, I'm not scared to play anybody. I think that's great. I think it's great that you want to go out and play the best. I think eventually, in 4 or 5 years, you've got a team of all Brad Underwood players. You're going to be that team that when you get to the Sweet 16, nobody wants to play, right? You're going to be like, oh, no, we drew Illinois.
Tune in weekdays 4 to 6 as Lante and Mike Carpenter talk Fighting Illini football, basketball, and more right here on ESPN 93.5.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Looking for a cool way to get a new air conditioning and heating system without breaking the bank? The Advantage program from Chief Bauer Service Experts gets you high-quality AC and heating equipment for one low monthly rate. There's no money down, never a charge for repairs, and seasonal tune-ups are free. Right now, get a new home comfort system as low as $99 a month and no additional charges ever. Call Chief Bauer Service Experts today at 866-EXPERTS or visit chiefbauer.com.
For expert service guaranteed, call 866-EXPERTS.
Power through your next project and save by shopping Lowe's for Craftsman 20-volt cordless power tools. Their interchangeable battery system works with all tools in the 20-volt lineup, so you get the runtime you need and the power you deserve. Try them and save big with $50 off a 20-volt two-tool cordless combo kit, featuring a drill, impact driver, two batteries, charger, and storage bag for just $99. Get yours today at Lowe's, the new home of Craftsman. Offer valid 11/7 through 11/14 while supplies last. See store for details. U.S. only.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. Hundreds of people, many college students, were at a country music bar where a man shot and killed 12 in Thousand Oaks, California.
He had a full beard. He was wearing a black hat, a black jacket on. He had darker skin. He couldn't have been over 30.
The gunman died. It's not clear how. We don't know yet his name or a possible motive. A sheriff sergeant responding to the shots is among those killed. We're told about 20 people are injured. The top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says Attorney General Jeff Sessions' forced resignation should not be allowed to affect the special counsel Russia election meddling investigation.
It would create a constitutional crisis if this were a prelude to ending or greatly limiting the Mueller investigation.
The new acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker was Sessions' chief of staff. He's been critical of the probe's scope and has suggested ways an attorney general could choke it off, like withholding funding. This is Fox News.
Local news with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by Classic Plumbing, honest, affordable, and professional, with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook, online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The executive director of Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County is leaving the job. Sheila Dodd, who served as executive director for that organization since 2011, has taken a job with the city of Urbana as grants manager. Under her leadership, Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County has helped 50 families realize their dream of home ownership, and the number of houses built each year climb from an average of 1 or 2 a year. If you want to start planning now for your Black Friday shopping, Walmart is out with its Black Friday deals. Select deals will be available online starting at 10 p.m. on November 21st. The sale includes many discounts on TVs, laptops, toys, clothes, and other items. USA Today says dozens of sale items are considered special buys, which the ad describes as items carried at a special low price for a limited time. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, Classic Plumbing.
Well, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, Betsy and Brad Parks, I know them well, worked with them. Okay, for 3 hours, Hardworking Man series this last summer. And I was really impressive over there because I drove that floor sweeper, whatever the thing was they let me ride around. It was like a riding lawnmower.
That looked fun.
Oh, yeah. But they've got this gizmo that can knock out the flu. Checkmate system, electrostatic sprayer, and zip, 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 you're done, and the flu bug is, like, eliminated. I want that backpack. I'll look like a Ghostbuster. 359-6262, CMI, cmiclean.com, cmiclean.com. Here's your weather, Diane.
Yeah, visiting with Brad at Houlihan's and talking about how to keep the urinals tidy. How nice, with a cocktail in my hand.
Wow. Inside stuff, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I-42, a little overcast this morning. We're expecting precipitation after 9 p.m., and that could turn to snow with a low 32. We could get some morning snow showers tomorrow. High 39 expected, down to 20 in the evening. Another chance of snow, then clearing out. Sunshine Saturday with a high 34, 42, partly cloudy on Veterans Day. Right now we're at 32, ESPN 93.5.
Well, everybody's still shaking their collective heads as to what the heck happened, particularly in Champaign County, the election. Democrats sweep like they've never swept before. It's been a long time since they had anybody in the sheriff's office, since they had anybody in the county clerk's office. A Democrat will run the sheriff's department. That's been 1934. County clerk, I think, was 1936. Mark Sheldon's in studio. He is the Champaign County Recorder of Deeds, and now a rare bird called a Republican.
Right.
How are you, Mark?
I'm well-rested now. I actually went to bed early and got up at 4:30, but that was 7.5 hours of sleep, which is the most I've had for a long, long time. A lot of people in this county, a lot of Republicans in this county worked really, really hard. I can't say enough about the five candidates that ran countywide and a number of these county board candidates in the cities. They ran hard. They worked hard. They ran good, honest, clean campaigns. This was definitely a year that in this county things did not go well.
Did you see it coming?
Well, there were some indications. I was doing a lot of different analyses of the absentee voting, and I had one analysis that wasn't so bad, and I tweaked it and made it, I thought, better. And as it turns out, it was a more accurate analysis of how the absentees were going. But the part that really got me in the lead up to the election, there was definitely some indications that what in the political business we would call low propensity voters, which are people who don't vote in governor elections but actually vote in presidential elections, that those people, that Democrats were getting more of their low propensity voters out than we were. And so that was the first thing, and I definitely noticed that fairly early. I didn't think that it was going to be this big. And then on election day, as I was driving around, and you know, I was seeing what I would call good news, as I'm in Philo, because the turnout looks to me like it's going to be about 18-20% higher than it was in 2014. But I'm getting calls from other people, and I'm looking at my projections, and we're talking about 20% higher in Philo and 40% higher in the center of Urbana. So Republicans came out stronger than ever this election, but the Democrats were even that much stronger.
Well, they were knocking on dorm doors. What would motivate somebody from Schaumburg or somebody from the Philippines to go down? Because you could register on the spot, I think, couldn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
So you register on the spot, and people are saying, wait a minute, they don't know squat about the county. Why can't they vote? They have residency.
Right, and a lot of them were already registered in DuPage or Chicago or Cook County, but they had an option of ordering an absentee ballot, but quite frankly, students are like pretty much any other American. They're going to delay a lot of things, and by the time you start thinking about it on October 30th, it's too late to order an absentee ballot. So I think they did a good job that way. This election, they were able to convince students to fill out their ticket all the way down the ballot much more than they have in the past. So the what we call an undervote, which is where somebody takes an office and they don't cast a ballot for it, a vote for that office, it was substantially higher, for example, 2 years ago. And this time they convinced them to go all the way down. And let's face it, we know a lot of voters throughout Champaign County don't know, you know, the two candidates for treasurer. We absolutely are pretty certain that on campus, Laurel Pressing versus John Farney.
Nobody knows.
Right, yeah.
All right, and so from the standpoint of turnout, 64% in Champaign County, that's super high for a midterm, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's off the charts. We had 55,000 was the previous high number of ballots cast.
79,000, almost 80,000. So how much of, was it campus? Can you say, gosh, if it wasn't for all those students, this wouldn't happen?
Students were a major factor, but they were certainly not the only factor. And that's so there were two things as my first look. And, you know, yesterday was a lot of working at the office and doing other things. But my first look at this is that not only did we have high student voter turnout that was unusual in a governor's election, but we also had a couple other factors. We had higher voter turnout in Democratic areas. So, as I said, Philo turned out strong for Republicans, but Democratic areas were even stronger. But then the second aspect of that, or I guess the third, is we had substantial fall off in Southwest Champaign. And one of the things that we heard from people is our candidates were going out door to door, I'm just not going to vote for any Republican. And essentially, I'm going to punish Alan Jones. And in my estimation, you're punishing yourself by not voting for the best candidate. But I'm going to punish Alan Jones because I don't like Donald Trump. And there was a substantial element of that where they're animus towards Donald Trump was evidenced all the way down. And we didn't see that 2 years ago. So I ran 18 points ahead of Donald Trump two years ago. So a lot of people split their ticket. This time they appear not to have.
We have a couple questions that have come in for you, Mark. Let me understand that someone from the Philippines who is not even a U.S. citizen could register to vote in this election. Is that correct? What kind of common sense would allow that?
Well, first of all, hopefully they cannot vote. If they're not a U.S. citizen, you cannot vote. There is no check for that on being a U.S. citizen. In Illinois, you don't even have to prove you're 18 at the polling place. So you can present an ID and something that says where you live, and you can register without actually us knowing what your birth date is. Now, you're going to put it down on a form. But
why wouldn't we have to confirm we're a U.S. citizen?
In Illinois and most of the country, I think that's not. So there's a lot of – back when we passed Help America to Vote Act, we Republicans inserted a number of provisions that should enhance integrity. Unfortunately, they don't. There's also would be very easy checks with, for example, immigration to find people who are here legally but not citizens. Immigration service is denied. Back when I was clerk, we're talking 10 years ago, I recall Georgia trying to get that information, being denied it. So there are ways for us to keep the voter rolls cleaner. And I don't think that – look, I think the average person here legally at the University of Illinois is probably not going to imperil their time here by voting.
So it wouldn't have been. It might have been a few votes. Not going to be a big deal.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Another one.
Well, U of I students, not residents of Champaign County, they're residents of their home, their parents. How is it illegal for them to vote in our county?
So, in a lawsuit that happened in the early 70s. Basically, it was at that point determined that a student could take as their legal registration address either where they go to school or their home with their parents or some other domicile. So we've had that. So, you know, students have their option of where they want to register, and it certainly over the years has changed the dynamics here in Champaign County. We had motor voter happen in 1992, and that swelled the rolls. You might recall Hillary Clinton made a visit here, and Laurel Preston won by 34 votes, and it was almost certainly because of what happened with motor voter that year. We've had a progression of, you know, mandating the early voting center on campus. We've had the same day register and vote, and the grace period voting keep expanding, these polling voting centers. So there's been lots of enhancements to the law to make it easier for people to cast a ballot. And of course, I want everyone who's legally registered and should be a voter to be a voter. I want to be an informed voter. At the same time, you know, as a former election official, I also understand that we're having a lot of problems. The process has got, I think it's overly chaotic at this point. And, you know, we don't have any mechanism to check people. So while I have really no concern about anybody who's not a U.S. citizen voting, I certainly have a concern about people who have already cast a ballot in DuPage, Chicago,
voting again. All right, right. Mark Sheldon, he's the Champaign County Recorder of Deeds. I'm going to do a break. We'll come back. If we get any other texts in, we'll answer those. We'll keep Mark another minute or two. If you want a question answered, just text us 359-2255. Champaign County Recorder of Deeds and also kind of a political guru. Kinda. Mark Sheldon's in studio. Back in a moment.
Know someone who'd like a power tool for Christmas? Get a Ryobi combo kit now at the Home Depot at a new lower price of $99. That'll save you $50. Get a Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus drill and impact driver kit with two lithium-ion batteries that power over 125 Ryobi tools for $99. And get an early start on the holidays. This is how you take care of your Christmas shopping list. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through January 23rd.
Envious of your friend's new iPhone? At Sprint by Wireless Revolution in Champaign and Urbana, you can switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone XS. What's more, you'll save monthly when upgrading or adding a new line with an eligible trade-in. Right now, get discount rate plans for those over age 55, active military, or veterans, and discounted rates when you bring your own device. Paired with the fastest average download speeds in Central Illinois, it's the whole package. Hurry to Sprint by Wireless Revolution at Marketplace or by Starbucks on Prospect in Champaign, and at Philo in Florida in Urbana.
Hi, it's Jay Layman, former University of Illinois All-American linebacker and Rose Bowl team captain. When I remodeled my kitchen and I needed new appliances, the choice for me was simple. I went to family-owned Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. I went there because of the outstanding customer service and the incredible selection. They offer outstanding quality with a free 10-year protection plan. I have nothing to worry about when it comes to my new appliances. I have Appliance World peace of mind. So the next time you're looking for quality appliances with great customer service, visit Dick Van Dyke Appliance World on North Neal, located just before the interstate in Champaign, the largest independent appliance dealer in Central Illinois. Or online, it's appliance-world.com. That's appliance-world.com.
All right, Mark Sheldon, Champaign County Recorder of Deeds. You're talking about what the heck happened? Another text, Carolyn said...
I'm glad that the kids came, showed the initiative, and took time to vote. There was another comment about the nice-looking business card size showing how the ballot looked and how to vote straight Democratic. They were laminated and handed out, and the voters had these as they came in.
So they were handed to the people that had no clue, said, here's who you vote for, and they handed you, that's legal, you can carry it in, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can carry in a voter guide, so to speak. And I'm always happy when somebody takes the initiative to get out to vote. I'm even happier when they take the initiative to actually look at the candidates and judge those candidates
based on something
besides party affiliation.
Okay, last question. If the students vote, if there's this kind of organization, which was frankly quite impressive to get them all to vote, how does it ever change in this county, controlled by Republicans since the 1930s? Is this a new paradigm?
Well, it's certainly has a possibility of that. And of course, Donald Trump is all but certain to be the nominee of the Republican Party, and so that aspect of this is going to remain there. So those of us who hope to be on the ballot in 2 years, I think need to look at this and figure out, okay, what's our strategy going to be? You know, it's hard to get to students and tell them why to vote for Mark Shelton as recorder or Katie Blakeman as circuit clerk, but we're going to have to do our best there. I think where our real challenge and the problem I saw in, let's say, Southwest Champaign, where we did not do as well as we'd hope, is I think we have to tell people why what we're doing is different and why if you put somebody else in our office, certain things won't get done well, new initiatives won't happen, and things like that, because we've got to convince them that voting for us makes a difference.
Okay.
And I feel that way for me. I certainly feel that way for Katie. I think she's done just a marvelous job and done such fantastic work that putting somebody else in there means that a lot of that good work just won't happen anymore. And so we've got to, and the number one thing for all of us is you got to meet people. I mean, right now the parties are putting way too much money into advertising and not enough money
door knocking.
So yep. What we do is we import people, you know, young college kids from Western and ISU and U of I, and they come in and they knock on doors and they do these surveys and all this other kind of stuff. But what we really need is we need a neighbor knocking on the doors of 10 neighbors,
mm-hmm.
because that's what, but it's hard to do that right now because politics has a nasty name.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of people are thinking, do I really want to get out there, put my name out there as a volunteer for Mark Shelton if, you know, people are going to think different of me because I'm doing that. So we've got to kind of remove that demonization of politics, motivate some good volunteers, and so the short answer is, is it a new paradigm? Yes. The next short answer is, can we work within that paradigm and still win elections as Republicans in Champaign County? And the answer to that is also yes.
A whole bunch of Democrats on campus.
Yes. Well, we also need to start making some Republicans on campus. So,
They're there. It's just at this point, they're probably afraid to admit it. I mean,
well, I think some of them are there, but I think we also have young people who, I think they're getting a lot of information from liberal university professors and liberal university students. I think we need to figure out how we're going to reach them, because I think the Republican message of limited government, personal responsibility, those types of things, as I tell people, you know, for some reason socialism is making a comeback in America, and every single voter that voted Democrat on campus has one of these cell phones,
mm-hmm.
a smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
And where did they, this did not come from Venezuela. It did not come, it was not invented in this technology by socialist countries. The great things that we have in healthcare and technology, those things were done because of capitalism. And for some reason, as Republicans, as capitalists, we're hanging our head because I know somebody's rich because they, you know, they invented a cell phone, but you know what? I'm glad they did.
Mark Shelton, thank you, my friend. Nice to see you.
Great to be here.
All you can do is dust it off and get after it, right?
Get after it, absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Champaign County Recorder of Deeds and very prominent Republican in our county is Mark Shelton. ESPN 93.5, 752. What do you think? 359-2255. You can text in.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. I'm thankful for many things. I'm thankful that I'm alive today. Many friends have passed away from cancer way too early. For food on the table, many are going to sleep hungry. For a car that runs, for warm socks and a winter coat, for heat in winter and air conditioning in summer, for clean water, a stove and indoor plumbing, for a surprise phone call from an old friend, for those who help the needy, and for people who open the door for others, for those who take turns exiting the parking lot after an Illini game, for those who let others in front of them in the grocery line because they have less items, for those who let others merge into their lane, for those who say please and thank you, and I'm thankful for family, faith, and for America. What are you thankful for, my friend? Make your list and be thankful and grateful and give a little love to others. By giving away a little sunshine, our life will regain some of its own sunshine. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute. More at HabibHabib.com.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Cain.
Kyler Murray, by almost every statistical measure, is right there with Tua Tagovailoa. Now, I understand Kyler's 5'11", 195, and he got drafted ninth overall by the A's, and he's got a $5 million guaranteed contract. But might Kyler Murray consider that there's a future for him in the NFL? I'm tired of the arguments about somebody being too short. I don't believe in that stuff anymore. I know Drew Brees is supposed to be the exception that proves the rule, but here's Baker Mayfield ready to prove the rule wrong again. And better yet, I can't find the answer to this question that supports it. Tell me the guy who had everything else besides height that failed in the NFL just because he was too short. Tell me who that guy is. Had the arm, had the work ethic, had the brains, could understand offenses and defenses, had it all, except, dang, he was 5'10". Who is that guy?
Get more from Will Cain today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks. Stacked with two sausage patties and two slices of cheese with bacon and egg. On your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big. And pull around, please.
And participate in McDonald's for a limited time.
Napa Know How.
The only thing worse than rain and slush on the road is rain and slush on your windshield. Luckily, when you buy a pair of Rain-X wiper blades, you'll get up to $10 off, plus a free bottle of Rain-X 2-in-1 glass cleaner. So clean off the crud with up to $10 off a pair of Rain-X wiper blades and free glass cleaner. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 12/31/18.
With over 70-plus properties all over Campustown, you'll find the perfect apartment with JSM. Check out all of JSM's properties at jsmliving.com. From studios to six-bedroom apartments, all available for the fall of 2019. Residents receive exclusive amenities like 24/7 maintenance, free access to the JSM Fitness Center, and you instantly become part of the JSM VIP program, giving you access to over $225 in savings. Find your place and sign a lease for fall 2019 with JSM. Go to jsmliving.com.
Wherever you are this giving season, there's no better way to say happy holidays than with custom cards, calendars, and photo gifts from Vistaprint. And right now, you can get 50% off all holiday cards and calendars at Vistaprint.com. There are hundreds of our newest card designs to choose from. Or give a year's worth of joy by personalizing calendars full of unforgettable pictures. So get merry, get jolly, get 50% off all holiday cards and calendars. Plus, save on other photo gifts at Vistaprint.com. Just enter promo code HOLIDAY. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code HOLIDAY.
Okie dokie. We're going to check the news here coming up, then come back with our 8 o'clock hour. Houlihan's Restaurant. Go see Sam. Worth going just to see Sam. They've got Dave and Lisa.
Yeah, they're great.
That's in the Lounge Performers. This will be the final installment
live in
of this.
Yeah, Lounge, music after 6:30.
Yeah, but why not go have your steak wedge salad and enjoy Dave and Lisa singing to you?
Mm-hmm.
It's fabulous, and of course, all part of the iHotel Conference Center Houlihan's Restaurant. By the way, heads up, Cardinal Caravan, January 18, Friday, at the iHotel.
Wow.
Already set with that.
118.
Is that a Friday? Friday, Saturday, 19, 20. So yeah. Dave and Lisa tonight at the Lounge. Go enjoy Houlihan's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's Houlihan's Restaurant south of the State Farm Center at First Street and St. Mary's Road.
We sure appreciate Mark coming in. I know only in Illinois, Madiganville, can this crap happen again. There was a question about the convicted felon and how he could run for office.
He got a pardon.
Okay.
He's pardoned by Pat Quinn, talking about Aaron Ammons.
Okay.
I said yesterday, you know, it depends on the felony. I believe his is drug-related. I think we all believe in second chances. You know, you can talk about how all that came down and how you have connections to get a pardon, all that other stuff. But the fact of the matter is, legal, got more votes than you did, he's the county clerk. I mean, we all believe in giving second chance. I don't think if you're a felon, you ought to be tattooed on your forehead for life. I don't think that's fair either. You ought to have a chance for redemption.
Jim says making it easier to vote is making it easier to get illegal votes. We should have an ID in every state, a voter card. Another person says, the more reason to leave Illinois when people like Farney, Holton, and Jones have this happen. And the last person says, good morning. Please explain why a college student only here for 4 years can affect the results in this election and affect people that live in the community.
Because we allowed it. Because we allowed it. We've had these battles, lawsuits and everything else, and you're not winning the battle. If you can just walk up, register, and vote, and it's election season for a month, you're losing the battle if you are one that likes Election Day. 359-2255. That's Diane. I'm Stevie J. News next.
Carpenters Local 243 in Champaign, Illinois wants to thank the contractors, developers, and business owners who utilize the skills and services of union carpenters on their projects. Carpenters Local 243 members are part of the world's highest skilled, most productive workers.